So as I said, in the room is Vinny Tortorich. This guy is a celebrity fitness trainer. And if you have questions about your fitness and your training, 888-696-1003. So, Vinny, I'm 60, and throughout my life, I've tried to work out. And for me, I lift on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, cardio Tuesday and Thursday, and then I do yoga on the weekend and I rest on Sunday in a perfect week, because some days you can't work it out. And then I try to watch what I eat. What am I doing wrong?
It doesn't sound like you're doing anything wrong. The one thing I would tell you to do is to up your aerobic activity. And by the way, Mark, that doesn't mean that you have to go get sweaty and everything. But on the days that you do the weightlifting, which is good, because after your 30th birthday, you start losing about a pound of muscle throughout your body for the rest of your life. That's why when we get old, we look decrepit and whatnot. But
not the royal we, but everybody but Vinny.
Exactly. Yeah. Please, Gina. Yeah.
Okay, but I got it. By the way, I just got to jump in and say the reason why I wanted Vinny in so much, because Vinny is really the reason that I've lost 20 plus pounds. Mm. Specifically Vinny. So I wanted him to come in and
I didn't lose that weight, Gina. You did.
No, you made
did the work.
Me. I appreciate
it's
it.
All
but
you.
His whole,
it's a love fest in here,
God
Mark.
Bless you. His yeah. whole vibe when it comes, because he's also, a nutritionist, is no sugar, no grain. At first I thought he was crazy, super suspicious of him, thought he was shady. But then I started trying it and it worked, and that's how I live my life now, and I really wanted everyone else to benefit from that too.
Now, Vinny's got a show, Vinny Tortorich's Big Fat Show, Thursday, July 14th, 8:30, Ice House, Pasadena. I had a trainer one time say to me that...
Let me stop you right there. He was wrong. Go on.
He said that, you can work out all you want.
Yeah.
But if I could control what my clients put in their mouth, they could lift once a week and look great.
I'll take what I said back about your trainer. He was absolutely right. The old adage, abs are created in the kitchen. Nothing could be more true. People ask me, what do you do for your abs? What do you do? I don't do anything. I might literally do sit-ups once a week, and it's three sets of 20, and that's once a week. I don't spend time on it.
Wow.
It's all in the kitchen.
So let me just ask you, because I sort of know the answer, but what do you think is the biggest myth about dieting that we all need to get our heads around?
God, when you say the biggest myth, I could go with 10 of them. The six small meals a day is one of the craziest things out there. And that was perpetuated by diet companies who decided, well, since we're trying to starve people to death, if we could just kind of inch them along and give them something to eat six times a day, that's a huge myth. The other thing is, fat will make you fat. Mm. I've always said the only problem with fat is that it's called fat, which is exactly what happens to you when you get fat. So if we called fat, dietary fat, energy, and just kind of marketed it as energy, people go, I'm not eating fat, I'm eating energy. Right. And then we could change the whole world.
Let's go to the phones. We have Angie calling from Anaheim. Angie, you're on with Vinny.
Hey, well, my question's kind of already been answered. Because you're saying your abs are done in the kitchen, and so that means that I can't eat what I want to eat.
I gotta
eat
about
stuff
that.
My question was, because I'm a little older and menopausal, and I have the menopausal muffin top, I was wondering what the best way to get that off is, and I believe now, listening to you, that it's probably what I eat.
Can I tell you this? The best thing that you can do is stay away from grains, because if you're going through menopause, or if you're perimenopausal, premenopausal, postmenopausal, I wanted to say menopausal as many times as I could in the statement, and I just did. The best thing you can do is stay away from grains. That you don't need any more inflammation in your body causing damage.
Give us examples of grains that you're talking about.
Wheat, so bread, pasta, what have you. Rice, which comes in the form of rice. Corn. Again, going back to what Gina said, people will say, well, what about popcorn? I don't care how you cook it, it's still corn. Right? It's still a grain.
He got mad at me because I was eating a bag of cashews that were made with corn oil. And he said, right. What do you think that's not going to be as healthy as you think it is?
Very unhealthy. Very unheart healthy. You took a heart healthy product, which was a nut, and made it very unheart healthy.
Right.
Which,
all right.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about the six meals a day, because I did that. I went to a dietitian. I lost 40 pounds. I had to for a movie. How should we be eating?
Well, you know, look, the reason dietitians will tell you that is they're still working off of some, you know, you have to eat a lot of grains, as they would call it, and I'm doing air quotes, hard, healthy grains, which nothing could be further from the truth. And they work off of that sort of schedule. So the only way they could get you to lose weight for that movie was to reduce your calories, which is a way to lose weight. But epidemiological studies will show over and over and over again that it just doesn't work long term. If you don't continue to starve yourself, basically, by not eating enough, you're going to put the weight right back on plus.
Now, Vinny, let's see, I lost my... Oh, what about... Because when I was doing it, this dietitian said, include a cheat meal once a week. Go eat a hamburger, fries, and a Coke. Have a pizza, whatever you want to have, but just one cheat meal. What are your thoughts on those?
Horrible idea. Here's the problem with cheat meals. It's never a cheat meal. Let's say you all right, on Sunday, I'm going to have, you know, waffles with whatever, right? Okay, that's Sunday number one. On Sunday number two, it's like, well, it's a football game. I'll have my waffles. But someone brought over a seven-layer dip. Before you know it, it becomes a cheat day. And once that happens, it takes the whole week for your body to literally come back around. And there you are at Sunday again with your waffles and beer and, you know, what have you.
So Vinny has a show. It's coming up. Vinny Tortorich's Big Fat Show, Thursday, July 14th, 8:30, Ice House in Pasadena. You can check him out at vinnytortorich.com. Is there anything, Vinny, that you need to say that'll help us look better?
Yeah. Stay away from the heart healthy carbs. Get some saturated fat in your system. It's not a bad word. And when I say eat hamburgers, eat the burger without the bun or the special sauce.
And you should know that. Go ahead.
Vinny, I just want you to tell you what I had for breakfast. I had
go on.
Half an avocado, three slices of salami, and had just one slice of cheese, even though I told you I'm kind of off cheese right now.
You see, Mark, that's my entire day. Every day, people tell me what goes in and what comes out.
Well, you should also know that while Gina was working with you, somebody brought in guacamole. Gina had a bunch of it with chips.
No. That was
chips,
that was
Gina.
No. Gina. Stop, Mark. You're lying. This was last year before the Christmas party, and I look good at the Christmas party because I had three girdles on.
Vinny, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.